A poem for Iskia Fac Alden. I went to an island thinking with the logic pigs can't swim when I was fearful to be told again you're really good at sucking cock. You hear there is a beach where they do in the Bahamas with approximately 20 pigs and piglets, the real kind, the ancestors of sailors' food we must remember who do like dogs in the water. She understood my fear without the word maybe, and I will say because of some bone-based solidarity, fuck blood, we're only saying we know each other through being fucked. He stored his gear in a cave where we were swimming, which was caged off because of the 100 metres of cliff above had maybe become too heavy. The maybe is the imperative, see, there exists potential, so someone must do something, right? See, the maybe is the imperative. Inside was a bath carved into the floor that glowed green because of the radioactivity or calcium, either way producing a sedative effect on the nervous system, just relax. The sun sat on the horizon, now casting shadows on the back wall of the cave, which the ceiling had before stopped. The water heals, you hear, leaves the ground hot and mixes with the cold, salty waves of the sea. Her voice is a filter for meaning, saying, they are saying it's warmer in here, don't be scared. He says he actually just lives up the hill. I come here every winter, he's just lonely. He thinks it's good for the skin, we think it's good for the skin. Then maybe I respond meaningfully to her, which she will say to him in an unmeaningful way. On the cave wall, he tugs down my togs with his hand gestures and looks away, maybe or maybe not an indication of satisfaction, as all you can see is the silhouette, like my little ass shaped like a W dropping into the floor. The nervous system is physical and that it's inside you. She says she'll leave soon and we'll have cheap wine at the top of the hill, me staring at his thick, tanned, ring-ridden, fuckable fingers in what I assume is a meaningful silence now. Can I say semi like maybe? Maybe to what you fear, like semi to a hardness in this logic of a servitude to non-committance. Do you know indecision leaves indecision to make up its own mind? See, me, I'm semi on the back of his bike as it rides up the steep hill faster than I came down, a salty film like callous skin beneath my clothes. His two fingers on the brake or gear thing, the finger I'd ideally use for pointing at what I want and the finger I'd ideally use to tell people to go fuck yourself. I'm vibrating, not shaking, I tell you, and I semi definitely want those fingers to go fuck yourself, one not rendered. His house is halfway up the hill with a gate to keep the dog and I open and it's dark now. Inside, the walls are darker still, but not because of a moonlight or the lingering trace of day, although maybe a bit. See, he's been lighting a fire inside the house because it's cold, but without a hearth, no, without a chimney, it smokes up the walls in search of absent windows and the gap above the door, and I only see it when I'm beyond. It's not beautiful, not even attractive in that repelling way, like how everyone wants to see the darkness of your guts through your asshole. That is, the soft charcoal-like wash on the wall that follows the searching path up but not out is not that. Neither is the bookcase overladen with fuck-ups in the form of forms I can't make out, maybe broken pans and bills outstanding, meaningless in their moth-eaten mould. Nor should I say the imaginary other rooms that I thought must fit into the rest of the square when I was outside, but now I can't find them or imagine other arrangements of walls in the lost fantasy space. Gold rings become copper and laughter becomes a mania. Hear me trying to offer a reason with my hands, taking a piss, leaving, fretting like the wearing down of a surface of contact.